Magna Story Sound presents an unabridged recording of Until We Can Forgive, written by Rosemary Goodacre, read by Julia Franklin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Chapter 1. Cambridge, Spring 1919. At last, there were flowers opening in their little back garden. Amy Derwent seized the moment while Beth took her afternoon nap. She flung on her tweed coat, picked up her scissors, and stepped out into the cool air of early April. Previous tenants must have planted these, she thought. She bent down and began to pluck the daffodils from the cool earth. There were traditional yellow trumpets, along with pale narcissi, with dark golden centres and a delightful perfume. How lovely they looked together. She picked all the ones coming into flower and a few leaves to keep them company. Back in the little house, their modest living room was beginning to warm up, but she had already lit the fire. She hung up her coat and went to the kitchen for her one vase, the pale green china one they had recently bought. She arranged her blooms carefully. There, a little glimpse of spring. The winter had dragged on, and even the fact that the war was finally over had not entirely raised people's spirits. There were too many sombre memories. She took out her large saucepan, for she had a steak and kidney pudding all ready to boil, and if she started it directly, it should be ready by the time Edmund got home. Tonight, his friend Dennis would be joining them for dinner. The meal would be quite plain, she thought with sudden panic. Will it do? I get the impression Dennis and Horace are from a well-off family. Soon, her meal was bubbling away on the stove. Amy hurried upstairs and found Beth stirring, ready to wake from her nap. Her nursery was warm, like their parlour, though Amy and Edmund's bedroom went without a fire, now it was less cold than a few weeks earlier, relying on the heat rising from downstairs. Amy was thankful she could walk almost normally, now her ankle had been set successfully at the second attempt. Carefully, she combed Beth's fur curls and carried her 15-month-old daughter downstairs. It was a quiet afternoon, for today was not one of the days when Grace, the maid, came and helped her with the heaviest chores, and Ellen, the nanny, was no longer employed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?